Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing okay. Everybody here in Roanoke is stocking up because of this virus scare that's going on, and everybody does need to protect themselves and all that, but I'm trying to be rational. How about you?
Oh, I think I'm pretty rational. You know,
oh, yes.
The whole thing is about trust and faith. It's about, you know, setting some foundations. I think in one way, you know, us addressing our cleanliness, because some of the things I've heard during this thing about how people actually clean themselves or take care of themselves is a little shocking. You know, I think there's always that precaution because we are a world that this shows that we're all connected. You know, again, it's that verification of what happens somewhere else will automatically happen here as a result. So it's all about caring about the community, and it's all about a day-to-day understanding that we should be, you know, taking care of our hygiene in a way that respects everybody else. And you know, if we're sick, not going to work, you know, and infecting others. So working as a community, and I think this opens up a good conversation of that, but, oh, Lord, please don't feed into the dramatics of all of this. This is insane. The drama that goes on this whole entire thing is all getting everybody fear-based and not faith-based. And it's all about faith, and it's all about trusting. We've got this. We do. And this can happen.
Oh, I agree. And I think that, again, all the hurricanes I went through in Florida, that's why I don't live there anymore, my friend, is because every time there was a hurricane scare, the same thing happened. Everything flew off the shelves. Everybody bought everything on the planet. You know, we didn't have AC at all. We didn't have anything, really. I mean, no internet, no power. Really, totally disarmed. And now, the virus, people are looking at it in another way, that they just don't want to be part of something that could be a catastrophe. I understand that. And they are preparing. And I think it's good to do some preparing and to figure out where you need to be, because that's the conscious thing to do. Panic, I don't think that that's going to help, actually. Like you said,
no,
I have water, you know, the kids, but they closed the schools here for 2 weeks now. We're not going to have any schools here going on. Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's here. It's everywhere. Schools are closed everywhere. You know, all the major parks are closed. All the athletic sports are closed. Again, here, it's a proactive approach to it, and it's pretty aggressive for, you know, this type of virus. But again, here, we've got to take it a little differently when we look at it. You know, this is an awareness. This is going to go away. It is a flu. It's only a matter of time. I look at it astrologically wise, and tomorrow it makes a little less of a dramatic shift. I think it has to do with the Mercury retrograde that we're getting out of, okay? And like tonight, Mercury is at 29 degrees Aquarius. Okay.
I hear you.
It's getting ready to dance tomorrow back into Pisces. And I think that Pisces energy is okay. It's going to be fine. We're going to work this out. And then in a couple of weeks, it's going to be out of its shadow finally and moving on. And I really think that that's all this is that shift of Mercury that's making everybody mess with their heads. So that's where I think it's coming from, y'all.
Okay. Well, the way I look at it, too, is that right now we're in a situation that, like, I have neighbors that do have health compromised situations, so I've been helping them, and they've been helping me with some things, too. But, again, you know, you want to be careful if you know that your immune system is not where it needs to be. You do want to be cautious, certainly, but the panic doesn't help. And that's what's happening, is people are just like completely getting into this fear mode. And to me, fear is never of God. You know, love is of God. So I'm going to love myself. I'm going to take care of myself, my family, my cats, whatever I'm doing, and do the best I can, and help anybody else that reaches out to me, because that's what I do. So I'm right there.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm doing. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Good thing.
Tonight, the heavens tonight did not have a lot of exciting things to talk about, but the moon in Sag is square to Neptune. And I know, Jacqueline, how wonderful you are. When we're on the show, you're always talking about keep the faith. This is such the perfect square to meet that challenge, because the moon in Sag wants to be optimistic. Neptune in Pisces says, well, but I can't see what's coming, so I need to have faith. So I try to encourage anyone that's listening tonight to keep a positive attitude and do what you need to do, and know that you're not alone here. You are loved by divine forces, and it'll be okay. You know, listen to your intuition. Everyone has a third eye. Everyone has a certain level of psychic ability. So just go within. Do I do this now? Do I wait? Follow that intuition, and know in the end game, it's going to be okay. You also have a T-square with Chiron, the wounded healer, with the dragon tonight. What did you see with that?
Well, in here again, I know you explain Chiron a little differently than I do, but Chiron, you know, people call it the wounded healer, but I call it the little menace, because it shakes things up. Heal things. It doesn't, it doesn't just kind of go, oh, it'll be okay. But it has to rock its boat, and it's in Aries right now, okay? So with that, we have all these little bombs going off, giving us, because it's going from Capricorn, okay, which Capricorn is foundation, okay? And so this is all bouncing on that old foundation that we've been working on, okay? And these little bombs have been going off to give us hints that we know that's not the right direction, okay? Again, a square, if you work at the right direction, it works to your advantage. You just got to take the right steps. So it's all about not doing what you did before, but taking the right steps to set a new foundation, to really have that preemptive approach. Use it with caution. Know that there's little bombs ahead of you if you take a step too quickly, or if you move impulsively. That's what's going to happen, is the universe is going to say, oh, you jumped off of that path, so we're going to kick you back over there again, and it may not be in the way you like it. Because again, it's a square.
Well, I like a T-square. To me, it's about balance. And to me, because Chiron is in Aries, which is the I am presence, it's a sign of the ram, but it's also the sign of the lamb, okay? So affirmations right now with this T-square, people that do that, or they have a prayer life, they have a ritual system, however they do this, Chiron, you know what you have learned from the past about your health and your well-being. So now you want to balance your feelings of security and your feelings of responsibility, because the nodes are cardinal in this T-square. And so I think if you're organized, if you get things together, and you think positive, you say, I am, therefore I am, and know that there may be other people that might need your help to do that, to step in, even if it's just a good thing to say, a little hug, you know, I'm saying don't shake hands right now, but that's not the story. But like I said, I think cardinal T-squares to me is taking the high road. of the I am that you are. So however you deal with your situation at this time, you want to create security. You don't want to feel too claustrophobic, but you have to be responsible in the everyday activities. And it's not harmful, but it is about the balance. And that's what I think. Just because you know me, Jacqueline, I mean, I've lived a life with a lot of things that have happened, and I've witnessed and been a participant and been a miracle myself in many things. Some people come to me and they have similar issues. They're going through something that mirrors something I have already established. I help them to say, okay, don't think this is a punishment. Look what's going to make you feel more secure. And where is your I am now? And what do you need to do one step at a time? Just make it a little better. And so that's how I've been using the energy this week. When I first saw this coming up, when I was going to do the blog talk thing several days ago, but this crazy Mercury in its shadow, I couldn't get up till this morning. But just encourage people that if you do your best, the cardinal signs always aspire to the highest ideal. You're a Libra, I'm a Cancer. We're both cardinal signs, so we always do our personal best. In the end, it works. It just works.
It does, and that's the point. Is that, and I liked in the beginning how you talked about how they're doing the same thing as these hurricanes, okay? That frontal brain thinking, that first impulse thinking is really all about that fear and that panic, okay? And hurricanes move, let's say, and the faster it moves, the less impact it's going to have in the first place. And the slower it moves, the more of an impact. But you can watch that coming for a week at you. It's something that you know. And people have that panic feeling. And this whole time period is all about, no, don't use that front brain. Let it soak in. Let it sink in. Find those foundations. See what it's all about. Mars is in Capricorn. It goes in foundational ways. I call it the steamroller because it's a large mass coming at you. But it's moving slow. You can see it. And not to panic, but to take it step by step with it. And that's what this is all about. It's okay. Well, some people haven't been prepared. For instance, I live in Florida. You can bet I'm prepared for a hurricane. Within hours, can have my house prepared and ready. And that includes bottled water, toilet paper, all of these things that a person would need for a two-week interval, okay? Because here again, we're humanity. We're not living on our own anymore. We're living in a society. And for all of us to help each other, we also have to help ourselves and be prepared. And this is a time of change for everybody. Foundational shifts are afoot. They have been. They're ramping up. Jupiter's getting ready to go over Pluto, which is just going to be really interesting at that point in time. But we have this foundational shift that has been long in its endurance and has hit a larger saturation level right now. And we know this routine. We know that by that south node. We know that we need to be prepared. And that's what this is all about. And it's going to calm down everybody. So calm down. Don't feed into the panic and the fear. Feed into the faith. It's all good.
Okay, well, we have a few callers on hold. Let's see what they need from us tonight. It could be about something totally unrelated to what we're talking about. It could be like a relationship or, you know, trying to conceive a child. We don't know. So let's see who's holding on, okay?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 205, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call.
And who are we speaking with?
Patricia.
Oh, hey, Patricia. I thought I knew that voice.
Yes. It's been, I guess, a couple of weeks. But tonight, I just wanted to ask for a general. I think I had a specific question, but I just want a general all-around read tonight, please. Thank you, ladies.
Can you give me your birthday?
Yes, 2/6/1973.
Gotcha. So I have a lot of Patricias on here. I want to figure out which one you are. It's all good.
Thank you.
So do you have a nice day today?
Yes, it's been raining all day here in Alabama where I am. So my day consisted of just resting, leisure, lazy. I have finally got up to prepare some Sunday dinner. So I did get up to do that. But it's just been a lazy day for me.
So, I'm sorry, what was your question again?
May I have a general read?
Oh, okay.
Find you on here.
Hmm.
It's weird.
February 1973, 6:39 p.m., Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
6:39 p.m., Birmingham. And where are you now, Patricia?
I'm here in Birmingham. I'm still here. Well, it's outside of Birmingham. I'm in kind of like the outskirts of Birmingham. But still live.
A little bit quiet at the end of the day is nice.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes.
That's great.
What are you doing for a living?
I am working health profession. I thought that I would be going back to the nursing program this summer. I was in the program last semester. It didn't go too well for me, but I did score high enough to go in what I thought would be the summer program, but I received my letter that I would not have a seat in the summer, but, you know, to reapply in the fall. So I would just continue to work and reapply in June for the fall.
Well, I think that would be a good thing. You're a great humanitarian, okay? And I'm going to say what that's all about, because this Mercury retrograde kind of shook you a little as far as questioning where you're going with your profession, what you're doing with your profession. That's going to ask what you're doing, is because it puts a question mark on there, okay? You're such a great humanitarian, no matter how I look at this. I have a friend who has a similar chart to yours, and she is a fantastic yoga instructor and yogi herself. It's amazing how she heals people through that. And it's the same thing with you. Your presence and how you handle people actually helps them heal. It's really amazing. So I think the healing field is the correct field for you, but you may reconsider. And what I'm saying is you have look at your options besides this particular avenue, because I think it's making you step back and look again to see truly where you want to be in there. Because you put your whole heart and soul and life into your work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're a very strong individual. You have Gemini on your midhaven ruling your 10th house of your career, so it has to have this versatility to it, okay? And maybe it's questioning that for you, and I think that a little bit more exploration will make you either, A, go back into and get into this class, or B, go into another area. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, Jupiter is going to return to you this year. And that is happening in November, by the way. So whatever you're doing right now will pay off in the fall. And I think it's important for you to be as versatile as possible. See, Saturn is going to go briefly into Aquarius, and it's going to retrograde back into Capricorn this summer. And it's going to be all over your Venus, your planet of love. So I agree with Jacqueline. You need to do what you love this summer, knowing the fall will bear great fruit for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's the most important thing. Now, are you in a relationship right now?
I'm not in a relationship. I think that's what we about the last, that first call, because it was my first time calling in. And I decided not to, I was pursued a relationship with the ex. We reconnected back in December, and I was thinking about reconnecting seriously with him, and I wanted to take it slow. Let's start off as friends, and he agreed, but his actions showed me different. And so I've decided altogether I don't think I want to go that avenue with him. And so I'm just, my heart is open for the right love, and I have prayed to God in specific and wrote, and I've been, you know, and I've written everything down about what I would like in a relationship and would not. And so I'm open-heartedly to a new love. Yes.
But, you know, it's interesting because Jupiter's only in Capricorn, and your Jupiter's in Capricorn in your birth chart every 12 years, okay? Right now, and Jack and I just talked about this earlier on the show, Mars in Capricorn, where it's exalted right now. Okay. Now, it's only in Capricorn every 2.5 years for 7 weeks. It moves faster than all these other planets that are in Capricorn. It's moving through your fifth house of romance. Okay? The Capricorn energy indicates to me that you want a soldier and a gentleman. You want a man of integrity, and you cannot afford to settle for less in this cycle. Okay?
Yeah.
So when you put it out there, okay, some people say, oh, pray specifically, make a list. Other people say, give it to God. I think either can work depending on where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I would be looking for someone that is your ideal, where you don't have to feel like you're settling for less. Okay?
Right. Yes.
And once Jupiter gets into Aquarius, it's about being the individual that you are. Okay, and having independence, but still loving deeply over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I could compartmentalize an affirmation, that is the affirmation I would give you. So that respects your independence, but is committed to you, for you to be just the woman you are.
Thank you. I love it.
Welcome.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you both.
Yeah, well, we always love hearing from you. You give it, keep us posted, all right?
I sure will. I will call back and let you ladies know. Many blessings to you. And again, thank you so much.
Call back with the new one's birth time, place, and date.
Yes.
I love
indeed.
It. Perfect. Perfect, Jack.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yes, perfect, for a perfect ending. Thank you, ladies. I would like to remain on the line to continue to listen to your show.
Oh, sure, I'll put you on hold, babe. No problem.
Thanks.
Okay, you got it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a sweetheart. Nice. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hello?
Air code 561, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, ladies. Well, it's Stacy, you know, the day after Christmas, 1967. And I wanted to tell you how different something is. I've been at a job for 2 months. Isn't that a record holder?
Whoa, I'm so happy.
Yay.
Yeah, it's ironic. It's ironic. In January, I found it. And it was basically going to an office, and it was part-time, seasonal. And then what happened was something Aphrodite said, that I'd be good at working from home. So long story short, a month later, they let me work from home because, you know, they figure it's easier to the manager working from his office, too. It's better to do that. So then he got rid of the two other gals. He got rid of the two other gals. He said that I'm the best worker. And then he gave me full time. And it's going well. You know, he gave me a dollar more an hour. I mean, you know, I'm not making that much to begin with. But the problem is it's only seasonal till supposedly to April. So I don't know, is it ending or are they going to have something else for me? That's what I want to know. But, you know, I'm just happy to be working, and they say I'm an excellent worker. You know, it just makes me feel good. Even the coworkers that were there were saying, wow, you know, you're an amazing worker. And it's embarrassing that I haven't been working for so long when I put 100% into a job. You know, it made me feel like awful. And because remember the job that I had last year at this time, and I didn't know why it ended? Well, they're going overseas, so they were getting rid of everybody anyway, even though I had that crappy manager. And here to get hired right away on a job and to be treated like a human being by everybody, it made me feel like the ball's in my court. But I'm just kind of scared of, oh, my God, when this, you know, this is over, is it going to be so much time for me to find someone else? And, you know, I'm just so happy that I have this. But unfortunately, you know, it's not like a forever job. But I'm keeping, you know, I'm glad that I kept it because it looks good that I have stable work, you know. So I just wanted to know what you saw with that.
But Stacy, Jupiter is about to go into your second house of how you earn your daily bread. Okay? It's uh-huh. only there every 12 years. It's going in there this week. Uh-huh. Okay? And so I think that out of great job, the recommendation, whether you stay working in association with this company, your resume, they will give you a magnificent recommendation. I just feel you're going to be blessed. Mars is also Capricorn. It's going to be moving into your second house, too. Now, in April, it goes into Aquarius. Your natal Mars in Aquarius. So, again, you can still work from home, okay, with another position.
In April, so you're saying. I could still work from home in April. That's great.
It's healed you because for the first time in a long time, people have appreciated you, okay? Today's sun sitting on your Chiron. So this has helped to heal you that you know you're doing a good job and you've got the approval of not just your boss, but even your coworkers for once. This is great. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I'm going to say, I know you're a little nervous, especially now. The moon just went into your first house, okay? So emotionally, I can understand why you would have called. And this Mercury retrograde's been questioning your values and beliefs. It's been trouncing through that second house. So I could see why you would be worried about it, no question about it. But I have to agree 100% with Aphrodite. I can't say it any better than she did. You have a guardian angel over your shoulder, and it's only going to get better from here, okay? Because Jupiter's going to pass over into that second like house. Mars is going to pass over there. You're going to, again, you're blessed for such a period of time. Your Mars return is going to be in this. So there's so much that indicates that you are going to have stable work. There's no question about it one way or the other.
Yes.
It's all a matter, and I go back to this, one last thing. It's all a matter of that faith. It's all a matter in trusting that Jupiter benefit that you have that's going through here. That's not often that you get that. But this is what's going on. And so it's beautiful. And it's a real rarity to have both Mars and Jupiter at the same time passing through your second house. That's just amazing about how charged it is to go, how ambitious it is to give it to you for your benefit. So that's a real rarity. So here again, have faith is my bottom line. Trust this process because you've got a guardian angel over your shoulder and you're good to go still.
Wow. So you said that I'll definitely have like another thing from home but next month.
And even if you're at home some of the time and you're working inside an office on a computer, I see you doing a lot of stuff on a computer. So I think it's all good. You're good on that. And again, you're very friendly to everyone. Like, if you have to do customer service, you have to work with coworkers, you know, you can coordinate even when you have online meetings, all this stuff. You're ready to go, girl. You're ready to go.
But even if it's at an office, it's going to be nearby. I'm not going to be far away.
Nope. I don't see you being far away. Nope.
Yeah, because some jobs I were offered were far, like in Lauderdale, and I mean, that's crazy. You know, when people offer you, you know, and I can't see it working that far from home. You know, it's ridiculous when they just pay you hardly anything.
Stacey.
It's going to be fine. Don't worry.
You have a guardian angel over your shoulder. You're going,
but
this
you
is
see,
the time
but,
for you to get an ideal job.
But do you see me having a social life? I haven't socialized because of my lack of working. And, you know, I haven't socialized, dated, and I can't even count how many years. Do you see that changing?
Well, Uranus has not been at this degree of Taurus for 84 years, okay?
Wow.
And right now it's forming trines to your Jupiter and your Sun and your Mercury. So, yes, I think you should be selective about how you socialize.
Mm-hmm.
I think that each place that you determine that is good for you to be in, you're going to have some fun. You're going to be careful because of the money, and that's great. But no unexpected things can happen. You can like find a band you really love to listen to, become a regular there like once a week or twice a month. This is the time to say, okay, I'm free. Before, I was in prison because I didn't have income coming in. So now I can do a little, and I'm just going to enjoy every evening I have out enjoying myself as a little reward.
Yeah, because like I said, I've been so thrifty because, you know, you understand I wasn't, you know, it was very hard for me, you know. Who wants to tell somebody that they weren't working? And second
but
of all,
Uranus just entered your fifth house of socialization and the arts over the last 3 weeks. So you are good to go, girl. So go ahead and do a little now. Retake your bearings. Get yourself out there because only you can decide that. We have to go to the next caller, okay?
Oh, all right, thank you, and have a fun
candy
day coming up. I will. Thank
you.
And I can't believe, you know, it's amazing when you and Jacqueline gave me the time frame and when you said I'd be better off at home and everything. And it was ironic how they trusted me enough. They said, here, go at home. And then they gave me the computer to use. They gave me a computer. They said, keep it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
love
exactly.
It. Great.
You know?
All right, well, keep us posted,
you know?
Honey, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All
I still
right,
want to listen.
All right, blessings, dear one. Okay.
Oh, thanks.
Sweet night. All right.
Yeah, I get to spring ahead now.
Spring ahead. You got it, girl.
Okay.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 307, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you ladies today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. My name is Alyssa, and I was just kind of wondering if you guys could look at my chart and see if you see any relationships coming or
any. Have you called
me
before,
Alyssa? Yeah, I think I have.
9/17/79.
Yep.
All right.
Are you still in Utah?
No, I was born in Utah. I live in Wyoming, Casper, Wyoming.
Spell it for me.
C A S P E R.
Got ya. All right. Jacqueline likes to look at the natal, and I like to look at the relocation because we're going to give you like two different views of what's going on with you right now. This is going to be wonderful. I'm so excited you called tonight. Whoa. I'm loving this.
Looking at all those trines?
Yeah. An override. Goodness gracious me. So you need to have a working relationship, Alyssa. You have to have a working relationship. You have to have someone that shares those things that you find important. Okay?
Yes.
I don't care if you like gardening. I don't care if you like hiking. I don't care what you like. But you need to have a like-minded soul right now. Okay?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Do you belong to any club, group, or association?
Do I what?
Alyssa.
Oh, yeah. What I said, what was that? I didn't hear you.
Do you belong to any club, group, or association that shares your interests?
No, not really. No.
Start
have
looking
you thought
for
about
one
anyone?
Now because Mars is in Capricorn. Start looking for one now. Like say, for instance, what do you like to do recreationally?
I don't really do much. Like in the summer, I like to go rock hunting, and I'm into like spirituality and stuff like that.
Okay, well, I want you to go to meetup.com and see what's available in your state. Okay. So you're telling me you're willing to travel somewhere to be and find your tribe. And that's where love is going to be for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
All right.
I so agree with her that this is the time to join some kind of established group, okay? Because I do agree with her that I think that's how you're going to find your mate. Mars is transiting through your sixth house, and that's service to this world. Okay, so it has to do with that. Whatever, and it doesn't matter. You can join a spiritual group. You can join a yoga group. You can, whatever you want to do. But find something, and I agree with her, try Meetup. There's tons of things on Meetup. But find something, an activity that you like to do. Because Mars is going to, in a couple months here, be in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. At that time is when it can naturally make that shift into that relationship. And it has Jupiter following it. It has Saturn first following it, and then it has Jupiter. So, again, that's a come you're looking for something well-established. You want to develop a relationship first because you're looking for your best friend, and that's it. You're not into any of this dating kind of thing. It's only one out there for you, my perfectionist Virgo, and sometimes you overanalyze it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that because it's leading into where I'm going with this, and it's a matter of putting your best foot forward now into something and enjoying an activity now that's going to be to your advantage to find it, and trusting and having faith instead of analyzing it, just being present in the day, in the moment, and allowing it to unfold the way the universe has it in its hand and wants it to unfold. And that's where you're going to get the gift of this, okay? So it's only every 2.5 years that Mars is in your seventh house, and rarely does it ever have Jupiter and Saturn attached to it. So this is a unique time in your life to really both enjoy a new activity and groups of people as well as find that mate.
Oh, good. All right. Cool. That sounds great.
Hit the ground running. Okay.
Okay, I will. Okay, thank you, ladies.
And keep us posted, okay?
Okay, I will. Have a good day.
You too, God bless. I love all those trines. It's like blowing me away.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I opened it up and I went, oh. And then right after me, you went, oh. And I go, I know what you're looking at.
Yeah, it's weird how we have this cardiac response, just like hearing the voice of the person, and we just want to help everyone here. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Air code 951, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Nathaniel. How you doing?
Hey,
Nathaniel,
how are
it's about
you?
Time, honey.
Hey.
We're thinking
well,
we had to have a check-in very soon.
Yeah. Well, what are the stars saying today?
Now, do you still live in Orange?
No, unfortunately, I wish I was in Orange County, but I've been in Sacramento for over a year now.
Oof. That's a rough territory there.
I really don't like it. You know, it seems like, you know, it's,
well, you're about ready to have your Venus. You're about ready to have your Venus return. Okay.
Oh.
So what this does is it gives you a gift here. Okay. I want you to think about really what direction you want your life to go. These planets are going. The Capricorn planets that have been trying you are from your 8th house to your 12th. Okay, and it's all about the dream here. Okay. It's all about trust and faith in the dream, okay? Venus.
I've had some interesting dreams. You know, like dreaming, like at night, or just, you know, your dreams, like what you want to become?
Desires, hopes, desires, and dreams, okay?
Okay.
What you envision, yeah.
Okay.
There you go. That's what I should have said, is envision. What you envision at this time, you can create. That's what it is all about. Those trines we were talking about. Our last caller was from Virgo to Capricorn. Yours is from Taurus to Capricorn. Okay? So it's all about setting a new foundation, retuning yourself and saying, okay, this is the direction I want my life to go. This is where I needed to go. And I need to see those sure-footed steps. And you're going to be able to. This is a little wishy-washy in the 8th house. You've probably been walking around a little bit in circles, you know, not really finding that solidity in things. And for a Taurus, that's kind of tough, okay?
What is kind of tough for you for a Taurus, you say?
Being a little bit more wishy-washy than usual, you know, not being sure-footed about where your next step is going to go, okay?
Yeah.
Because you're still in a transformation and change with this that you can't control, and for that Taurus, the bull, not to be able to control it, it's kind of a little scary, okay? But it's really
right.
Not. In here, I want to point out that your Venus has you so protected right now on the day-to-day level, it isn't even funny. So it's not about anything on the day-to-day level. It's about recreating that long-term. And Mars, in about 2 weeks here, is going to be out of there. And you can take that sure step, put a step back. But until then, it's all about recreation of that dream and really envisioning what direction you want your life to go. What do you think, Alphabet?
So when will I have my Venus return? When will that be?
This week.
This week, okay,
yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, your Mercury was retrograde when you were born, okay?
Yeah,
so it's important for you to remember all you have learned in relationships right now, okay? If you don't mind making a new mistake, you just don't want to make the same mistake again, okay? I get that. But Mars,
yeah,
right now, is in Capricorn only every 2.5 years for 7 weeks. It's in trying to yourself node in Taurus, okay, your sign. So you want to fill yourself up with someone that has the same form of integrity that you have. And nothing else will do, my friend. Okay?
That's
so
probably
use
why
use your own psychic
kind of
ability. Yeah, use your own psychic ability, okay, to be able to determine if someone you meet is a friend or something that's going to be a lifelong relationship, because if you take that pregnant pause, you will see it. You will see it. Okay? Get yourself out there. Are you traveling right now?
You mean in a car?
Are you traveling?
I was traveling. I'm parked right now. I'm parked, but I was traveling when the car that I just parked about a minute ago. So.
Well, traveling for you right now is very good. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But keep your eyes open because you want to be with someone else that likes to travel. You want to be with someone who can appreciate your independence but love your solidarity at the same time. And that's the only way this can go lifelong for you, okay? You are so close. As Jacqueline said, you're so close. Really keep your eyes open. If people contact you or you had a connection, go ahead and call them, text them, do whatever. Be present with your desire to have the relationship because it's really close. It's really close.
Well, I hope it blossoms here. I don't really find anyone here I'm really on the same wavelength with. I can't even have a small conversation with most people, it seems.
You need to be able to have a communication with someone, even if it's behind the scenes. Some people want to do online dating, some people don't. But it matters what you put out there. If you put out what you're looking for and what you envision, and you want only local people to contact you, okay, I am going to encourage you to do that because where you live in Sacramento, you have so many plants in your 12th house. You're more apt to meet someone unseen and just hear their voice than someone that's going to walk up to you at a restaurant right now, okay? So I encourage you.
So I'm more apt to meet someone with an unheard voice, would you say?
You hear their voice, but they're not necessarily present. But you want someone local, unless you really want to move and you're not sure if you want to move right now. So I would put yourself out there on the Internet. I would look at how you write your profile. I would say your desires, your benefit, all you have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 planetary energies in Sacramento in your 12th house of the unseen. To share the voice, to share the dialogue, to connect with somebody, but make it very clear. If you get onto an online dating site, make it very clear. Try and choose a spiritual one because you are spiritual and say, I like to have a really stable home, but I also like to travel. And I'm looking for someone that can just be themselves in my presence because that's what you're about. You know, Venus was conjunct your sun the day you were born, my friend. So just put out who you are, really, and say, you know, Venus and the sun were conjunct in Taurus. Now, Taurus is the earth sign that's ruled by Venus, the planet of love. So you want something that's real. You're not a game player, honey. You're very versatile, and you like to do different things different times. You're very fun. You're very you can walk in any room and choose the room if you want to in this chart, okay? See, the moon changed signs into Gemini when you were in the friggin' birth canal. You were probably crowning. Your moon is only in Gemini by 27 minutes. So you want somebody that can move into different places with you and travel with you, and wherever you find yourselves, you can still be together and have a conversation with the people that you're meeting. You need this for a long-term relationship. It's important. Okay? So try looking at some of the online sites. Be, again, selective. But I think you're more apt to meet someone.
Which online site did you recommend again?
Look at some of the spiritual ones. People that are on a spiritual path like you are.
I don't
like
know.
Nature,
I don't know. I don't know the dating websites. I've never considered to go on a dating website. So, I mean, this is new for me.
Google it and use your intuition. Okay?
Oh.
Google it and use your intuition and just say, make the statement, the affirmation, this is who I am. This is the kind of person I'd love to spend my life with. These are things that I like. If they like them too, it's a match. Make it simple. Make it sincere. Make it very Taurian because you have the ability to do that. But I would put it out there because not only do you have all these planets in your 12th house, the planets that are in your 9th house moving through there right now, Jupiter, Pluto, Saturn, this could be a person at a distance, or they'll be wanting to travel with you. So put out what you into the universe, what you really want. And don't take any prisons. Be honest, black and white, yes and no, which you can be with all that Taurus energy you have. And tell them your good points. You know, you're there to help. You know, you appreciate what women's needs are. Do all the right things. I have to tell you, with all this earth going on right now over the next few weeks, you could connect with somebody pretty easily. Okay?
Well, there's a
give it a shot because you tried everything else, Nathaniel.
A lot of people see me meeting somebody at this like drum circle I've been going to. It's actually not a drum circle, but it's something like that. So I don't know.
That's okay. But I think you're more apt to meet somebody sight unseen, or someone you already know introduces you to that you've never met. Your chart is so set up for blind date right now, it's freaking me out. Okay?
Wow.
Try something new. Everything you've done has not worked. So try a couple things new. You can always back up. Okay? I'm going to encourage you.
Well,
what do you think, Jacqueline? Am I crazy?
No, I agree. You know, I know you're a little scared there, my little soft Taurus, but I have to agree with her. This is kind of faith and have something new. Be optimistic. I agree. If it's a drum circle, if it's a meditation class, if it's yoga, I don't care. Okay? Pick one. Okay? But try something new. And just be present in it and be optimistic about what you're doing. And you'd be surprised at how out of the blue something's going to happen out of that, even though you may
absolutely
not think. I'm going to tell you. I agree with Aphrodite.
That's what I'm seeing here, too. I love it. Yep. See, we both went to different schools, and we've been best friends for a long time. But sometimes the bottom line is just written in the heavens, and I'm so happy to share the show with Jacqueline. We're so happy to guide you, my friend. Keep us posted.
Well, thanks a million. What's that?
Good night. Go for it.
All right.
All right. And keep us posted again, Nathaniel. We always love hearing from you, okay?
Well, I love you both. You're both the best.
Bye. Oh. It's weird, like we were talking about before earlier on the show, what you envision, you can create. We've got about seven minutes left on the show. This one person's been holding on for a long time. Let's grab them, okay?
Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi. This is Stacy.
Oh, wow. Hey, Stacy, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
1216, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what would you like to know tonight?
Well, finances, the whole nine yards, I guess, whatever the universe wants to tell me.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes.
Do you
I'll
still live in
quiet and
you were born in Jamaica. Where do you live now?
In Florida.
What city?
What town?
Gotcha. I'll be traveling down there soon. I'm going to be able to see my friend Jacqueline. How cool is that?
No. Okay.
Yeah. Best friends for a long time. All right.
What are you doing for a living?
Well, presently I'm in school, but I'm in the healthcare field. Want to get back out there, but.
Okay. Well, I see one thing right off the bat, okay? Plans are moving through your sixth house of work and service and healthcare are very, very profound right now, but they're squaring your Uranus in Libra, so sometimes you feel disenchanted where you are, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you might want to do it a different way. In your sixth house, they're moving through there. You can find a way to do it differently, okay? If you choose
mm-hmm.
to. You have enough sustaining energy here. Now, when I was in the medical field, most people don't know I have a microbiology degree. And I was in the medical field for 21 years, and I do this now. Because I got to the point that I wanted to really be a caregiver and a healer in a real way. And you're that girl, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So mm-hmm. right now, it's a time for you to look into other opportunities, and you don't have to jump, okay? But you need to look at a way to reposition yourself where you really feel that you're able to motivate people, be positive about their progress in a different way than what you've been dealing with. And it doesn't matter whether you're in a hospital or a clinic or even an assisted care facility. I know from looking at your chart, you can do a fantastic job. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree so much with you. And I'm going to throw this out there that this is a time of exploration for you, okay? You're a Sag sun, okay? You lean on the Capricorn side because it's 25 degrees. But you're still a Sagittarius. You have Mercury in Sagittarius, okay? And that Capricorn energy sometimes gets you down because you're a freedom-loving girl, okay? But your work
mm-hmm.
is very staunch, okay? So you've got to mm-hmm. blend two different things. Remember, Sagittarius is a dual sign. So you have to have more than one thing going on. And I'm not saying change the healthcare profession or how you or what you're doing. What I'm saying is explore how you can keep your independence and your freedom and still have that tie to that large institution, okay? It may not be in the way that you're going through your education, but explore the options to see which option is best for you because things are making a shift, and it's a slow shift. You're not going to really have the shift you want until the fall, okay? So it's time that you're going through the day-to-day routine, but really look deeper into the arena, the medical arena, to see if there's something that would be of more interest or give you more freedom in the. And I think you'll be a lot happier both going through the education because you don't like going to school. And I think it'll help you find a better path to where you'll be more at peace with the health care that you're going to do because it is such
right.
a great part of your life.
Have you ever done home nursing where you go to people's homes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To be mobile and do the responsible thing, your chart speaks about this, okay? Even if you work for a larger hospital or medical institution, you need to be able to work on this floor and then that floor. You need the versatility. You don't want to be claustrophobic in this chart.
Okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So look at the right fit for you. And also, people, if you went to somebody's home, I'm sure you've seen this before, they trust you. They will tell you their life story. They trust you like you're a psychologist. Okay? And you give them so much power because you look into them, honey. It's an amazing gift. And it's even more profound for the next 3 years. Because Neptune's going to be in trine to both your Mars and your Venus in Scorpio in the fourth house of home. So it's people that are homebound and need someone to understand what they're experiencing and be able to give that information to whatever doctor is over their case. Honey, you are fantastic. You're fantastic. Yeah.
Mm.
So look for the one that you think speaks to you psychically. So you have both your Mars and your Venus in Scorpio. So your yin-yang energy is very well balanced. And if you just take that pregnant pause and say, is this the right job for me? You will have that inner knowing in an amazing way because right now Neptune, which has not sat on this star in Pisces for 165 years, it's been trying to your Mars, okay? So I would look until you find your dream and don't settle for less. Don't jump out where you are. Know it's your stabilization until you get to where you need to go, okay?
All right.
And keep us posted, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Many blessings to you, my dear. Nice.
To you too. Good.
So we're off the air, but we probably should tell people where they can find us. Jacqueline.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're so happy to host this show together. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening, and we'll be here again next Sunday night, 6 to 7. Have a beautiful week.
Good night.
Good night.